Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. So glad you've joined us here on American Voice Radio. We have a great show. We are going to be talking about the mucus wars. Oh, yeah. You got mucus? Well, we're going to show you how to get rid of it. And also, we're going to talk about one of my favorite herbs, astragalus. And we'll see if we have time to fit in some topics on inflammation and maybe another great herb, mullein, to see how you can tap into these herbs and utilize them. So we got lots to talk about. And, of course, you know, the Christmas holiday is sneaking up on us so quick. And I want to take this opportunity to wish you all a safe and healthy holiday season. So don't eat and drink too much, you know, to kind of keep it in check. You'll be glad later. We do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer. I'm lifting all of America up in prayer. I pray for righteous men of valor to stabilize this nation. We need some stabilization. We need some common sense. I think we need some, we need leadership that's not nuts. Okay, that's just the way it is. So I keep praying for righteous men of valor. And I also ask the Lord for justice and truth, because as the good book says in Isaiah 59, we're supposed to ask the Lord for that. So I hope you'll join me. You know, this nation needs, I guess, some justice and truth, obviously, and some righteous leadership. So, men of valor, where are you? Let's pray them in, shall we? And mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, what do we got in the quacker? Let's see. We have, we're going to go to the UK. Some new rules. As of Wednesday this week, Department of Health said in Britain, they're going to be the first country that allows embryos to be made from the DNA of three people. They're doing it in order to prevent birth defects from mothers passing on genetic diseases to their babies. So experts say that if Parliament approves this, there's these new methods that they're going to use, and about 12 women a year in Britain will be able to have children, which normally wouldn't be able to because they have, quote, faulty mitochondria. So if there's a defect in the mitochondria, it messes up the genetic code, and you could get a disease like muscular dystrophy, heart problems, or mental retardation. So the techniques that they're involved in removing the nucleus DNA from the egg of the mother and inserting a donor egg, and the resulting embryo would end up with the nucleus DNA from its parents, but also the mitochondrial DNA from the donor. Now, scientists are saying that the DNA from the donor egg amounts to less than 1% in the embryo's gene pool, but, you know, that's going to be passed on in future generations. It's a major genetic modification. And a lot of ethics, experts say that they're reluctant to endorse it. So medical researcher David King of Human Genetics Alert says that he thinks researchers are crossing the critical ethical line here. It's going to open doors, he says, to designer babies down the road. So British law currently forbids any genetic modification on embryos before being transferred into a woman. So we'll see what Parliament does with this. Now, earlier in the year, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration here in the U.S. held a meeting. They were discussing this technique. Scientists were warning that it could take decades to determine if this, you know, trio DNA making babies is safe. Moving along in the quack report, Bill Gates is in the news. He has some GM bananas he'd like to sell you. Yeah, 124 food and outreach organizations and 26 individual scientists have signed on to a letter that went to Bill Gates and Melinda Gates at their foundation protesting their ongoing human trial of genetically modified beta carotene enriched bananas that they think is intended for Africa. All right, so the GM bananas, they're called Super Bananas. They haven't gone under any animal trials, so they're being administered to 12 students at Iowa State University, so they're the guinea pigs. And who knows if they got full disclosure on this, if there's any unknown or known risks involved. So the Super Bananas are being developed by a grant issued by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So the bananas were created in Queensland University of Technology in Australia, and again, funding through the Gates Foundation. And the goal seems to be that they're going to glut the market with these super bananas to Uganda and other countries in East Africa. So there's no evidence that the GM bananas are safe, and most independent research to date suggests GMOs can induce allergies, they can trigger autoimmune disorders, they can even cause cancer. So numerous health problems have increased since the GMOs have been introduced in 1996, according to the Institute of Responsible Technology. Yeah, apparently chronic illnesses went up from 77% to 13% in 9 years after the GM foods hit the market. A lot of food allergies, disorders like autism, reproductive disorders, digestion disorders, all these things are on the rise. Well, last but not least in the Quack Report, here's an interesting study that was in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. It was about who are the most obese workers? Who's overweight? Well, according to the study, U.S. policemen, cops, you know, policemen, highest rates of obesity among professions in this country. So along with firefighters and security guards, about 41% of the boys in blue are overweight and even obese, according to this study. Now, social workers, clergymen, counselors, they were second in line for having a high body weight and mass index. And home health aides and massage therapists were third. Surprisingly, the sedentary professions like truck drivers or bus drivers or crane operators, they only came in fifth, along with garbage collectors. So their body weight index wasn't as high. Now, the slimmest workers for the study they found were economists, scientists, psychologists, and they were followed by artists, actors, athletes, reporters, physicians like dentists, cooks, bartenders, food servers, landscapers, maids, and janitors were the slimmest professions in the United States. So, yeah, doctors, you know, I'm glad they said dentists because, you know, I find a lot of overweight physicians, especially if you're at a hospital. Check out the cardio floor. They're all puffing on cigarettes and eating fried chicken. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Alrighty, we're going to be talking about the mucus wars. You know, you turn on TV and you see that little mucus spud. It looks like something from Ghostbusters. It's for that ad for Mucilex, or something to, you know, dry up your mucus. So I decided, hey, we're going to talk about mucus a little bit here. So we are in the middle of winter, and this is when cold and flu viruses circulate to a fever pitch. So if you ask people what they hate most about being sick, you're going to get a lot of different answers. Now, some, they can't stand the headache or the achy muscles. Others, well, they don't like the upset stomach and the vomiting. However, most will agree that the most challenging symptom is mucus, you know, congestion. So we might not like dealing with the mucus, but the body produces this mucus when we're sick. And however, it can serve a very important purpose, and that is to protect various organs from contaminants, such as, you know, your intestines, your nose, urinary tract, and even your lungs from pathogens that shouldn't be there. So when we're sick and we get mucus, it makes people, you know, they run to their doctor or their drugstore. They want decongestants. Now, the decongestants can reduce the amount of mucus, but it can make it harder on the body to deal with the infections. So a better way really is to work with the body, and instead of drying up the mucus with drugs, you want to use maybe some herbs to help expectorate the mucus and the infection with it. So if you've tried other things and you're tired of colds and upper respiratory infections, which tend to drown you in a sea of mucus, well, let's take a look at some natural ways to deal with this, to remove it and get well. So let's talk about some different kinds of mucus. Now, there is some good mucus. It's kind of mucus that will keep you, won't keep you up at night. There's the kind that will, you know, but the good mucus is a living force, and it's made up of water, salt, sugars, glycoprotein, and other cells. And this mucus is very thin, it's clear, and it kind of acts like a filter to prevent pollutants from invading your tissues and irritating organs. So this is another layer, basically, of immunity. For example, there's a layer of mucus that lines your nasal passages. It helps trap impurities like mold, dust, pollen, smoke particles, pet dander, and so forth. So these particulates get trapped in the mucus, protects your respiratory system from inflammation, and the particles are disposed of when you blow your nose. All right, let's talk about the mucus everybody hates, though. Now, no one wants this kind of mucus, but the body will respond to infection, sometimes with a tsunami of mucus, where, you know, even the softest tissues in the world feel like sandpaper, because your nose is so irritated. All right, so the mucus produced when you're ill is really composed of waste materials. This is a different kind of mucus. This isn't the good mucus. This is mucus that sits on top of mucous membranes and accumulates. This kind of mucus is a dead, low-vibrating substance, which is often eliminated with great effort, you know, you coughing things out. So this kind of mucus can also be brought about by unhealthy lifestyles and even smoking. Now, modern medicine states that unwanted mucus is the result of disease, and natural healers state that disease can be caused by unhealthy forms of mucus. Actually, natural healers say that over 90% of all the disease is caused by infected mucus. So infectious mucus is this thick mucus, and it can be all kinds of colors. It could be clear, it could be white and foamy, it could be yellow, green, brown, and even black. So when the nasal passages swell, preventing adequate circulation and air, the mucus builds up. It becomes thick, it develops a distinct foul odor, and the mucus from pneumonia, for instance, will also be thick, colored, and have that odor, and we refer to it as sputum. So let's look. I have some more mucus info. I know, let's have a whole trivia game on mucus here, but mucus can be interesting and disgusting at the same time. Without an illness, the human body will produce about a cup of nasal mucus per day. Did you know that? Did you know that that's a normal production of mucus every day when you're not sick? A whole cup of mucus. Now, this mucus is necessary. It lubricates your nose, your nasal passages, and your throat. So if I were to put this crudely, if your nose has boogers, it's a sign that your nose is functioning well. It's, you know, healthy. Now, similar to sniffing kind of healthy mucus, the kind that's part of the immune function. Now, if you visit a medical doctor and you have color to the mucus, they're going to determine if you need a prescription medication. So if the color of the mucus is a rusty or brown color, it indicates the presence of pneumonia in the pneumonia bacterium, and oh yeah, they're going to put you on antibiotics. Now, if the mucus or the sputum is yellow or green, it could indicate the presence of pus from your sinus or even the a bronchitis type of infection. Of course, antibiotics going to be prescribed for that. Now, if the sputum or the mucus is white or has this milky or opaque appearance, well, it indicates that's a virus. Antibiotics, not going to be effective. You're not going to get a prescription for them. So natural healers also know that excessive and continuous mucus in the body, you know, frequent sinus infections, upper respiratory, bouts of pneumonia, you know, people at risk of really a partial decomposition of the blood plasma when that happens a lot. So the result is a nutritional shortage of potassium chloride, which enables fibrin protein to remain in the blood and is important for clotting. So foods which put that natural potassium chloride back into the system are going to be apples and apple cider vinegar. And I know my engineer uses that vinegar a lot, and he swears by it. So good choice there, Frank. All right. Well, let's talk about some of this mucus that could work like a slimy bodyguard. The body will use mucus to protect you from an infection spreading throughout the system. So the mucus, although mainly waste product, is also comprised of leukocytes, those white blood cells. So the leukocytes, well, that's a Greek word for white. That's what it means. So the moment the mucus becomes infected with waste, viruses, or bacteria, it's attacked by the immune system's leukocytes. Now, these immune cells, these leukocytes are made in your bone marrow, with your red blood cells, of course, for your blood. So our bodies make five different types of leukocytes, and they live for about 4 days. So the body will tap into the power of these white blood cells to protect your glands and your lymphatic system. So when your immune system detects disease, it's going to flood the blood with like 7,000 leukocytes for every quarter teaspoon of blood you have. That's a lot of leukocytes. So if your infection is from, let's say, bacteria or fungi, well, the body decides it's going to select the neutrophili leukocyte. Now, if the disease involves the release of histamine to deal with inflammation, well, the body will select the basophil leukocyte, your, you know, allergy, hay fever type leukocyte. Now, if you have a viral infection, the body's going to release a different leukocyte. It's going to release the lymphocyte leukocyte, so it's for the lymphatic system, and it's going to have extra killer T cells and macrophages in it. So viruses, those are those tiny giants I was talking about the other day. They're small, but they can wreck you. They can mess you up. They can wreck your system. So that's why the lymphocyte leukocyte's got extra power in there, and I like it. All right, let's talk about moving the mucus. Let's say you got mucus, don't want it, let's get rid of it. So if you have lots of mucus and prescriptions are not really required if you don't want to use them, you don't like antibiotics, let's look at another way then. So how can you help your body decongest and get rid of this mucus? Well, there are several things that you can do to work with your immune system. The mucus is there to prevent the spread of the threat. So the mucus is going to encapsulate the virus and keep it from spreading, but it's your job to get rid of it. So the mucus is there to protect you in a way. So the invading particulates or the disease is encapsulated in your mucus, and it's your job to expel it. Now, for phlegm in your throat, you know what I like to use? I like to use that organic apple cider vinegar. It really cuts through the phlegm really well. So I like to tap into that. And of course, it helps also if you got a cough. It will pass the phlegm through to the digestive tract. So that's the way of cutting it. Now, some like to mix vinegar with the honey, and that's fine. Another remedy is you can mix tomato juice, onion juice, and garlic juice together and drink it. That will also cut some very thick mucus. Now, there are many decongestant herbs, too, and foods that are effective at moving the mucus out of the body, like mullein, comfrey, chickweed, slippery elm, and licorice. However, my favorite herb to help move mucus is real hot cayenne, and I also like to use lobelia for decongesting. So think about it. When you eat hot, spicy food, what happens? Your nose runs. Fluids move. So cayenne moves the blood, and blood moves mucus, right? So I like to use cayenne if I need to move mucus out of the body. And you can also soothe any inflamed tissues if they get irritated. Now, for bronchial or chest congestion, I'll add with the cayenne, I maybe will add some peppermint leaf, and again, my favorite, lobelia, to dilate the respiratory system and get more power behind a cough and dislodge any of that sticky mucus. Now, the peppermint is important because it will also help to relax the diaphragm muscle, because if you get too tight and too tense, coughing and coughing and coughing, you can strain that muscle, and then you have no power to cough anymore. You exhaust that muscle. So we don't want to strain it. So we relax it just enough. We don't, you know, paralyze it, but we relax it. And that way, when you take your lobelia, it will dilate the bronchial. You get more, you can take more, a deeper breath, more air gets in there, and you have more power behind the cough. So, and also when we deal with infections this way, we allow the immune system to code the antibodies to kill the infection, and therefore we are less vulnerable the next time we encounter that pathogen. So that's lifelong immunity. That's what happens when you don't, you know, use antibiotics or antiviral stuff. Now, there are some secrets to healthy people, okay? You probably know some of them. They seem to never catch a cold or a flu bug, right? What's up with that? So I call them the healthy ones. So what do they know that you don't? And they stay healthy, healthier than the average person. Well, if you ask healthy folks how they manage to evade illnesses, then they tell you that, you know, they stay away from a lot of sugar, They do regular exercise. They move. They avoid stress, and they don't smoke, and they don't drink excessive alcohol, and they don't eat out very much. So they're into making their own foods. One key that most health experts agree on is exercise to improve circulation, because when you have circulation, it enhances the circulation is enhanced, and it also enhances the immune system. So it gives you more protection from illness when you enhance the immune system. So now you've heard that blood brings healing, and it also protects and helps prevent illness when it's circulating well, has more antibodies in it to screen the system of unwanted pathogens. So exercise is real important if you don't want to catch a lot of these bugs. Now, organ cleansing is also going to help guarantee that the blood is clean. It's clean from waste material and unwanted cells, like cancer cells, and even not having too much glucose in it. So the healthy ones will also use food and whole food supplements that offer more antioxidants, minerals, and vitamins. So they make sure that they also get enough sleep, and they also strive to maintain healthy relationships, not too much drama. Okay, so that's pretty much the, you know, highlights of the healthy ones and why they stay well. Now I got to ask you a question. Do any of you out there tofu? What the heck's that? Well, there's also some essential oils that you can use together to shrink swollen pathogens and help you cleanse the cells and the membranes of your respiratory system and your esophagus and your sinuses. So I like to use a combination of essential oil. It's called tofu. It has safflower seed oil, menthol mint leaf oil, camphor from cinnamon bark, wintergreen leaf, and eucalyptus leaf, lavender, and clove. So it's a wonderful blend. This stuff is amazing. It really does open up the nasal passages to help you breathe easier. You just take a drop or two and you put it in the palm of your hand and you rub your palms together and then cup over your mouth and nose and breathe in the fumes. Breathe deeply. This is excellent for allergies, asthma, upper respiratory infections, whooping cough, bronchitis, and of course pneumonia. And it helps relax you too, so you could get to sleep. Now, if coughing's a problem and you're not getting rest, you can add some thyme tincture. That will calm the nerve endings of the pulmonary so you can get some rest without coughing all night. So most winter colds are viral. They're not influenza. So if you have viral infections, the doctor's just going to send you home with an over-the-counter recommendation list and an excuse from work or school. But don't fret, because you have some natural tools that you can use to move the mucus out, to power up your immune system, to clear away the infection and get rid of the virus quickly. So you can use some of that apple cider vinegar to cut the phlegm. But guess what? You'll also love this powerful formula that also includes immune-boosting herbs in with the vinegar. It's called All-in-One, and you'll find it at Apothecary Herbs. So for natural anti-inflammatory, they do have a pain anti-inflammatory formula. They have Echinacea Deluxe for sinuses to clear away infections. They have a pneumonia kit. They have ginseng, American ginseng, to speed away pathogen removal. They have a lung congestion kit. I mean, the list is endless. Your tools are endless. Your healthcare options are endless. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. They have a toll-free number, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. We got to take a break, folks. On the other side, more empowering news. Don't go anywhere.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Double O 7, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Hear the melody that's playing. There's no time to wait. much to celebrate. Believe in what you feel inside and give your dreams the wings to fly. You have everything you need if you just believe.
Hey, we're back from the break, and I could listen to that guy all day. Great, great voice. Yes, if you just believe in God's good herbs, you know, no God, not good. God, that's good. And I love his herbs. He says they're here for the service of man. I could talk all day about herbs, and that's probably why I do a show. So, like I promised, we're going to talk about astragalus root real quickly. Love this herb. A lot of people have heard about it, but they just don't know what it's good for. Well, in a nutshell, it's kind of like a good prevention type herb. I like to use it just to boost up the immune system a little bit, but don't overstimulate it. So it gives you a little bit more heightened resistance. And it's a good herb to use when you don't want to use your echinacea roots. Echinacea is good for when you are sick and it shortens the duration of illness, but it really super powers up the immune system and you don't want to use it for more than 3 weeks. So I like to save my echinaceas for when I'm coming down with something. But in the interim, you know, like I'm going to go to a party or the movies or and where I know there's a lot of people probably hacking and coughing, I'm going to be taking some astragalus root. Damn straight I am. All right, let's talk about this ancient herb. Oh, it is one of the herbs of choice in China. Oh, they love astragalus root. They use it over there to regulate the metabolism. So it's known in China as Hung Gai, which means the strengthener. And it does. It strengthens the immune system. It strengthens the metabolism. Now, to the Chinese, astragalus root strengthens the human body, giving it more stamina, vitality, and the ability to resist stress and disease, the pathogens that are floating around right now. So, therefore, astragalus is kind of like the Cadillac of the Asian immune-boosting type herbs. But now it's cultivated and grown in the United States. Thank you, Lord. And we can use it here. So if you use it, astragalus root contains a lot of alkaloids. You can actually put it on your skin, and it helps the skin to heal faster. Also, if you use it internally, it helps your immune system to eliminate toxins quickly, and it makes everything more efficient. I like to layer astragalus with other powerful herbs, and I'll tell you some in just a minute. So how does astragalus do what it does to help, you know, the metabolism and the immune system? Well, it's from the legume family. It has other names. Other names it's called by is milk fetch or goat's thorn. So the saponins, the chemical components of astragalus root, really assist our body to do what it does, but even better, even faster. So, for instance, when you use astragalus root, it'll help your cardiovascular system have more action. It just, you know, more efficient, more anticoagulant benefit when you use astragalus root. So it does reduce a lot of the risk to blood clots and strokes. Now, of course, you want to use caution if you're taking anticoagulants, right? Prescription drugs, when you're thinking of using astragalus root. Now, so you don't want to mix those herbs with those drugs because you could thin the blood too much, so you want to be careful. Also, you do not want to use astragalus root if you're taking immune suppressant drugs or antiviral prescriptions and, of course, those blood thinners. Now, let's look at some of the ancient wisdom of astragalus root. Now, astragalus root is not a newcomer to the realm of herbal medicine. It's been around. Ancient Chinese texts would list astragalus root as far back as 2,000 years ago. Now, next, modern Chinese herbalists and other health practitioners use astragalus root basically to strengthen the body. It's essentially very useful against illnesses. Illnesses that create fatigue, you know, where you feel really like you're dragging, astragalus root will get rid of that for you. So it really does give you stamina. It powers up the metabolism. Now, for this reason, many people feel that astragalus root is kind of similar to the ginsengs. And in many cases, they'll use the astragalus root for things like diabetes and blood pressure and heart disease. So it just helps power up the cardio, and I like it too. Mm. Now, there are some studies that have been done on the astragalus roots. Some very valuable studies have been done. TA Therapeutics in Hong Kong, and also with researchers at UCLA, they were very interested in the astragalus root. They like the root. They were interested in the root because in the root they have telomere activators, and they call them cell blockers. So they were seeing if this astragalus root could combat things like HIV infections and reverse aging, you know, the telomere thing. Now, in 1983, the University of Texas at Anderson Cancer Center in Houston did some studies on astragalus root. Their research suggests that the astragalus root improves the immune system of those undergoing chemotherapy or cancer, and it was further noted that patients taking astragalus root had fewer side effects from the chemo. Now, other studies show that astragalus root helps support the gland system and helps balance hormones related to stress. It also helps allergy sufferers and those that are prone to environmental allergies. Now, some animal studies that were using astragalus root showed that it helped the immune system. More killer T cells became more vigorous and aggressive. So, kick those T cells in the butt and get them going. Another animal study said that mice showed on astragalus root, it helped the immune system make more macrophages, the white blood cells that help destroy bacteria and viruses and even fungus. Now, a study out of China showed that the human cardio patients that were suffering from heart infections improved significantly when given injections of astragalus root. And one very interesting Chinese study also showed that mice receiving cancer chemo drugs developed liver damage, a side effect of the drug. However, the mice that took the astragalus root did not suffer liver damage. Another study in China showed astragalus root also improved sperm mobility, especially those who had HIV. And so it improved blood pressure, it improved cardiovascular function, and enhanced their immune system as well. So lots of science behind this ancient root. But there are some other factors. You know, as with anything real good, you don't want to overdo astragalus root. You want to follow product instructions and use it, you know, when you need to. Don't take it like a multivitamin every day. Kind of use it throughout the cold winter flu months just to heighten your immune system. But you don't have to take it every day like a multivitamin 365 days a year. So you want to use this as more of like a prevention for the cold flu season. And since astragalus root is indigenous to Asia, but it is a root that's dried, it's cut into slices that kind of resemble a popsicle stick. And it's sold in stores over there. So the Chinese like it. It's kind of sweet. It has more like a licorice-y kind of taste to it. So, the kids walk around over there with these little, you know, sticks of astragalus root like it's, you know, licorice root candy. So, in America, astragalus root is sold powdered, lots of times in capsules and tablets, or made into tinctures. It is high in magnesium, silicon, and zinc, which is pretty much the fuel for your immune system. And it even can reverse an immune system suppressant issue, and also known to help with heart muscle damage. Now, I like to add astragalus root to the ginseng, especially the American ginseng. You could use it with Siberian if you have it, Siberian ginseng. And these are good, a good duo at preventing colds and flu bugs. And you can also combine it with some diabetic type of herbs like the white juniper berry, the juniper monosperna, to help it work even better, to improve the action of the diabetic herb. It helps balance the blood sugars better. And certainly you can also add it to your echinacea roots for a quick blast to get over the hump and get back to normal quickly. So I like to do that. We've actually done that at Apothecary Herbs. We've added the astragalus root, the American ginseng, and the immune booster formula. It's three bottles that come together. It's called our Three Amigos. It is an awesome combo. Let me tell you, whenever I feel like, I feel kind of blah or something, I'm not right, or I get a little stuffiness, or, you know, I just feel like I'm coming down with something, I go, where is my Three Amigos? and I'll go take that, and in a few hours, it's like, I'm right as rain. I'm like, yes, God's herbs are good. God gets all the glory every day, all the time, right? Right. All right, so astragalus root is definitely one of those herbs in the great category. It will empower you and do what no pharmaceutical drug can. I like it. I've used it for years. I use it with echinacea and other herbs, and it's definitely one of those herbs you can pair up with other herbal formulas. So check that out. And by the way, on our website at thepowerherbs.com, we do have a free gift special. You want to claim a free holiday gift on any order of $50 or more, you will receive a free 1 ounce bottle of astragalus root. There is a coupon code on the homepage, and it's free gift. I think it's free G number 14, but you have to activate the coupon by putting the 1 ounce size bottle of astragalus root in your shopping cart to activate the coupon at checkout, and that way you'll get that deducted off your total when you check out and get the bottle for free, but it'll be on your list so we know to add it to your order. So check that out if you want to try a free bottle of astragalus. It's about a $20 value. So it's our holiday gift to you all out there. Now, if you're on our newsletter list or you're on our customer list, our master list, you would have gotten a news blast on that today. And tomorrow's the last day for the free ground ship. So if you wanted free ground ship on orders over $50, you have until tomorrow to get those in. And of course, your coupon code is on the website. It's SHIPIT number 14. Of course, your coupons cannot be used with other promotions or redemption points. So if you're in the redemption point program, you can't use both. It's the coupon or the points. You pick one. Pick one. But anyway, there's lots of ways to save. And we love it when people can save money and get well. This is an awesome thing. Also, the 15th anniversary product catalog, talked to the printer today, and we're expecting it here on the 30th of December, so right after Christmas. Now, with the Christmas holiday and stuff, I'm wondering if it'll be here before the New Year. So we're definitely going to have it for the New Year, so we'll send it out, you know, on the 2nd when they get in here. So if you're not on the list to get a new one, do call or email to reserve a copy because we've only ordered a limited number of these 15th anniversary product catalogs to go out. Now, we will have a PDF version of the catalog up on our website, which you can download. So we're hoping to get that file up in the next few days. Well, definitely, hopefully, before Christmas for you. So you can have a downloadable version right there. All right, we got a few minutes. So we're going to be talking about inflammation. A lot of people talk about it. A lot of medical studies are talking about inflammation being the culprit for long-term diseases out there, or complicating diseases at the very least. So they think inflammation also gives an imbalance to the immune system. And so we're going to check out inflammation. If it hangs around too long, it can you know, be a foothold for a secondary problem. Or it can even, according to medical science, they think inflammation is going to give you cardiovascular disease or diabetes. So there was this research in Italy back in 2004. They reported that obesity and diabetes were associated, they felt, with chronic inflammation, and it predisposed people to cardiovascular disease risk. So they said acute inflammation conditions in the report also could lead to things like osteoporosis and arthritis and cognitive problems. So according to the scientific researchers there, inflammation, they think, is a precursor to other types of things like obesity and so heart disease, osteoporosis, diabetes. So they think these are three associated conditions for sure: inflammation, diabetes, obesity, and heart disease. Well, let's look at some of the causes, because modern medicine believes that chronic inflammation conditions are the result of, are you ready for this one? Unhealthy diets and a lack of exercise. Really? So science says this problem creates a perpetual process, making it very difficult for patients to break free of their disease. So if, you know, they've got a lifestyle that's unhealthy, of course it's going to be difficult to get over a problem. Are you expecting change when no change happens? You know, not going to work that way. Now, there are some new clues. The health science area has also stated that they can now detect biomarkers associated with chronic inflammation. So they say they will soon be able to check your DNA and determine if you are a candidate for chronic inflammation down the road that can be associated with obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. So these health conditions can create biochemical changes inside your body, creating an invitation for disease, and it can even change your genes, your cell DNA. All right, what's the remedy? Well, scientists in the Netherlands, they're trying to produce this antidote to inflammatory conditions. They think it will help deter the disease, deter it. They came up with what they're saying is a natural supplement, but I call it a nutraceutical, which is really a pharmaceutical product. They say it's manufactured fish oil, green tea, and vitamin C and vitamin E, lycopene from tomatoes, resveratrol, it's an antioxidant from grape seeds. So, but you know, if you're taking these isolated nutrients, you're leaving a lot of the buffer alkaloids behind. So it's not organic, in my opinion. It's not a whole food supplement. It is almost like a pharmaceutical one. But they wanted to see if this type of nutrition reverses metabolic changes that happens in overweight individuals. So according to their research, the nutrition produced changes in the genes that are associated with inflammation and thereby counteracted some of the effects, they said, of obesity. So foods create a change in your DNA and your RNA and your genes with a process known as nutrigenomics. Nutrigenomics. So the food can have, they say, an anti-inflammatory effect, but they're no longer considered foods, but they're considering them chemicals to change your biochemical markers in your human body. I say just eat the foods, you know? Just eat the whole foods, right? Now, science is going a step further. They're also reporting they've discovered this inflammation link to certain conditions. They are now thinking inflammation may be responsible for heart attacks and heart disease, Alzheimer's, colon cancer, and many other forms of disease. So the new medical textbooks that, you know, doctors will be studying are going to make disease, inflammation, the scapegoat for everything. So beware. Now, a lot of people are skeptical about herbal antioxidants, but science has done some studies. Now, the nutraceutical market is picking up steam. It's supposed to be herbs and isolated nutrients that are packed full of antioxidants and they fight inflammation. But you know what? You already have that in a lot of your own foods and direct herbs like ginger root, turmeric, green tea, olive oil, very effective as an anti-inflammatory. Fruits like pomegranates and mangoes, definitely very anti-inflammatory. And, of course, herbs like willow bark and meadow sweet, just totally awesome at reducing inflammation. But industry insiders for allopathic medicine say the nutraceuticals, the complementary alternative medicine area, they're all watching to see how receptive you, the public, will be to this new generation of dietary supplements called nutraceuticals. So be aware, they're watching to see if you're going to accept them or not. I am not. See, if I can't get it from my foods directly, then I'll power up with herbs, because herbs are the next step. They're high in concentrations, and so if you're not getting enough in the foods, then go to the herbs. But I'm definitely staying away from synthetic vitamins and nutraceuticals. So you have options. You do have a way of changing your lifestyle, changing your RNA and DNA just by your diet and your exercise, improving circulation. You can get rid of chronic inflammation and probably all these other diseases that they have you taking drugs for. See, I don't call that liberty. I call that slavery. when you're on drugs for life. You're chained to a pharmacy. Think about this. You know, and if something were to happen and you can't have access to those drugs, what happens? If they're the lifeline, it's almost like somebody cut off your oxygen. So I refuse to be found in a situation like that. So I do everything that I can in my power to keep the system clean and healthy. And you know what? That's a very basic approach, and it's a very easy one, and it works. So that's why when I started getting into herbs and I started a business, I said, well, you know, if you cleanse and nourish the body, you get toxins out and you put nutrition in, hey, you got most things whooped right there, right? Majority of them. You know, I think allopathic medicine is good for things like trauma. You know, if you're in a car accident, you look like Humpty Dumpty, yeah, need a surgeon. But for preventative stuff, you have the power already. Now, if you're interested in learning how to cleanse away toxins and improve your immune system, hey, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they've been doing it for 15 years, and they have a whole line of immune-boosting and organ-cleansing products for you to look at online at thepowerherbs.com. Of course, you can also request a free product catalog. You will receive the one that's already in stock. The 15th anniversary one will be coming later, so if you want to get on the list for that one, since there's a limited number coming, I would do that. But we can send you what we have in stock, or you can just go to the website, thepowerherbs.com. Now, we have a lot of listeners, especially on shortwave, and, you know, just people that just don't do internet, just don't do computers, and that's fine. So that's why we have the mail order catalog, and we have the toll-free number, so you can get in touch with us and what you need that way. So lots of ways to get your herbal products in. And now if you're on the website, we do have a healthy guideline section. So take advantage of that. Look in the navigational section and click on healthy guidelines, and you'll see stuff like, you know, well, how do I cleanse and how do I do that and when do I do that? How do I store my herbs? What is immune boosting about and where do I start with that? And then there's even like, well, okay, so what should I have on hand? You know, what should every medicine cabinet have when it comes to herbs? So you've got some quick answers there. It's a nice little synopsis you can go through. It's a good educational curve there for you to learn, to start learning, because, you know, the buck stops with you. You're the one responsible for your health, not the white coats. They're not going to be responsible. They're not going to be in business much longer. You're going to have a doctor kiosk, you know, telling you what to do, unless you start now doing your due diligence to be healthy and well, because that's what God wants for you, good health. And herbs are here for the service of man. He said it, and I believe it. They're meat. Genesis chapter 1 and Psalms 104, check that out. Absolutely. I believe them. I'm almost out of time, but I'm going to be back on Tuesday right before the Christmas break, and we'll be talking about more empowering things then. Of course, if you have a health topic you would like me to include in the show, just send me an email or give me a call. Thepowerherbs.com, shoot me an email off of there. Or you can call the office at 866-229-3663 at Apothecary Herbs. Now, if you're outside the U.S., it's 704-885-0277. 866-229-3663 is toll-free. It's 24/7, by the way. So, even after hours, there is somebody with a pulse that will answer this line, and you can talk to them. Absolutely. They may not have all the answers because, you know, the herbalist is getting her beauty rest. Ah, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. Hey, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, be well.